What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Big Foodies podcast, video cast. We're everywhere. You can find us on podcasting platforms, YouTube, Facebook. We're just out there, baby. Yeah. We are out there.
We're out there.
Search for us.
That's right.
Just, look, if you want
Google
us,
Google us.
You can have it. All right? We're hard to miss.
That's right. We are the Big Foodies, presented by Marie Sharp's Habanero Sauce. I like when you do that. Coming to you live from the Marcos Kitchen Studios. Thank you, Marcos. And today's episode, I'm pretty excited about.
Biggs has been raving about this episode
for a while. This is my territory here. It's my all-time favorite chip, hands down.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Look, we did a Pringles. We tried Pringles, and, you know, I like Pringles. I grew up eating Pringles. But to me, there is no other chip than the Dorito.
The Dorito.
All right.
Now, look.
They ran a whole ad campaign based on just the shape of the chip.
Yeah, like,
you know what this means.
Yeah.
Dorito. I don't want to do this because I'm not Jay-Z.
I'm going to tell
Sideways Jay-Z.
Doritos like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
A billion flavors.
Yeah.
We're not even going to pretend like we got them all. So, yes, you can comment and say you didn't eat my favorite because I guarantee you we're not going to.
And look, the pickle flavor,
it doesn't exist, bro.
Yeah,
it does not exist.
We tried to find it.
I was in some weird places earlier this week trying to find these pickle Doritos. They don't exist.
Nowhere to be found.
My favorite is you would see where it says in stock.
I went to a couple places website. And put in the zip code, and it says, yes, they're in stock at the store. Show up to the store. Hey, where are these chips? No idea.
Yeah.
Look at me like I'm crazy. So
that's the best, isn't it? When you feel confident, so you go in, you're like, hi, I'd like some of your pickled Doritos. And they're like, the what?
There's pickled Doritos.
Who is this guy?
You're crazy, man. Are you high?
All right, well, let's hit it. I'll tell you know the original, what I consider the original Dorito is called taco flavor.
We do not have that.
We don't have that, but it's like a classic. You can only find it.
Yeah.
If you're here locally, you can find it in like Food
Lion. I
know
Walmart has it too.
Yeah.
Walmart has it.
I had a friend that for a long time you couldn't find it in the South. And a friend of mine could get them in Chicago. So he would go when he went and visited his family in Chicago. He, no joke, would bring us all bags of taco Doritos back.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorites.
It is, but it's not something that's readily available.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So first off, we're going to try Classic.
All right.
Can't go wrong.
Nacho cheese Dorito. A lot of crinkling of bags in this episode.
Oh, you're going to hear,
a lot of weird sounds.
Weird. Hear a lot of crunching. Dorito. Thank you.
Dorito. Dorito. All right.
The classic.
Good crunch, good flavor.
This is like a standard to me go-to lunch thing.
Yeah.
Everyone in school had these.
This really fits with the fact that Taco Bell made a shell out of this.
Yeah.
Genius.
This is a great idea.
If you want to use this as a bed of nachos with some beans and cheese and stuff on it. Delish.
Also, if you want to fry some chicken with it, it's not a bad idea.
You can use it as a crust.
Yeah.
As a breading.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few of those that would be really good to use for. Do y'all remember, I was in high school or middle school when these came out, the late night Doritos?
Yes, I kind of remember. What were a
cheeseburger and taco flavor. And the cheeseburger tasted exactly like a Burger King double cheeseburger.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yes. And it's one of those things that they take away and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Because it was so great. But, yes, classic chip.
I'm glad these have been here to stay.
Yeah.
All right. Slide them away. Not gonna look. Whoa! Flamin' Hot Lemon.
Okay.
This is Post Malone's, right?
Mm-hmm. He got this tattooed on his face.
What?
Well, that was a bit much.
He got it tattooed on his face for a commercial, and then he got that tattoo covered up with like a gauntlet.
Okay, good.
What do you mean? What did
Flamin' Hot Lemon.
Like the words Flamin' Hot Lemon?
No, he got like that color Dorito tattooed on his face. And then it's covered up now with a gauntlet.
You think the people at Doritos were like, dude, we didn't need you to go that far.
So that's not what we're paying you for.
We just were hoping you'd be in the commercial.
Yeah. So Flamin' Hot Lemon.
Is that just like Flamin' Hot with a little kick of lime or something?
Probably.
Can I get a whiff of those?
Ooh, look at that coloring.
Mmm. That smells like a spicy chip.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Tell you what. Right off the bat. A lot of
you can see too. Feel. Okay, not as much. Bam! A lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. A lot of heat on that side.
That's really good. Wow.
It's different.
It's got some kick to it.
I almost feel like it's a thinner chip, too. I know that sounds weird. It's a thinner, crunchier chip.
Man, this Flamin' Hot stuff is the rage right now.
Yes. They're putting it on everything.
This, to me, tastes very similar to a Takis.
Okay.
Less crunchy. Because a Takis is basically this, but, like, rolled.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, he's right, though. If it goes down the wrong pipe, it's, oh, it's spicy. It's
dangerous.
Oh, man.
It's spicy for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of hot, bro.
And I don't know what it is, but...
And it's really good, too.
Remember when you said you didn't want anything to drink before this?
Yeah, I'm probably going to get something. Mm-hmm.
I love this flavor, but I can only have like six or seven chips at once. And then I put the bag away, and like 10 minutes later, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I want another six or seven chips. And then it gets too hot to handle, wait, and then go back for more. And then I find myself eating a ton or drinking a ton of milk.
I can feel myself getting hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
truly.
I was not expecting this to, mm-hmm. from these.
Ooh, okay. I do like the little hint of lemon.
Okay.
All right.
Doritos ain't playing, bro.
We're not going to look.
Let's grab it.
We're not going to look.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Spicy sweet chili.
This is my... This is my all-time favorite flavored Dorito.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Barrett, will you pass some paper towels out? That's one thing we failed to grab.
Never had this.
No offense, but I don't want to...
Never had this flavor.
Make people watch us.
I haven't either. Never had these.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's game changer.
This is my all-time favorite flavor of Doritos right now.
Over it's got cool that ribs. Really strong after, like, Doritos aftertaste.
I feel like you need to cleanse your palate a little before.
Yeah. My.
Mm-hmm.
That would go great, hear me out, crumbled over some fried rice.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Or on top of, like, some sweet and sour chicken.
Before everything got all hot and spicy and flaming and this and that, this was one of their newest flavors that came out. It's been out for a while now, but spicy sweet chili is a big flavor, popular flavor for things, and I love these. But you're right. This is, you're right. To me, ramen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crumble it over something to give something some texture, some crunch. Ramen would be awesome with this.
This is why I can't buy these, because I would eat this whole bag.
These are really good.
Mm-hmm. I would eat this whole bag for dinner and call it a night.
Well, move on.
All right, here we go.
I could eat that whole thing, too.
Ooh! The Doritos 3D Crunch Spicy Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a 3D Dorito in years.
Yeah.
They just brought these back recently. Yeah.
So, before it was just like normal flavors, but I see they went different. This is what ranch? Spicy ranch?
Spicy ranch. This looks like a bugle.
It does, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like a bugle.
What's your, I wonder what the crunch is like.
That's exactly like a bugle. See it?
I like that flavor.
It's thinner than a bugle.
Yeah, but man. That flavor is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not. You get the spice.
You know, he's not a ranch guy, but man, yeah. I like them.
It's not too bad.
You like Cool Ranch Doritos?
I've never had them.
All right.
And I know they're coming up. I don't know.
I really like these.
I do too. I like how thin they are compared to like a normal bugle. Like there's not, it's thin, so you get right through it.
See, this is a spice I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, and I like spicy things. I'm not a big Flamin' Hot guy.
See, I could eat like 20 to 30 of these fine. I could only do like 7 or 8 of those hot chili, limon.
This is something, I'm telling you right now, this is something you eat a bag of and not realize it.
Yeah.
They're so light.
They just pop in.
Super light.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad.
And of course, feel free in the comments to tell us your favorite Dorito if we don't cover it. Maybe it'll come up on a Try It Tuesday, much like Mountain Dew.
Spicy nacho.
Okay.
Spicy
nacho. Every time I turn around, there's still a new Mountain Dew.
Ha! Yeah. Erware.
These I've had several times.
So it's like regular nacho, but spicy.
Yeah.
So this is just a spicy spin on the classic.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes classic.
Not bad. Yeah, not a lot of, not much spicy.
You'll get a little later. It seems to come at the end.
You got a couple.
See, the thing about the Flamin' Hot ones are, those have to be like right up front in your face to be, where the spicy is just like, hey, we'll hit you a little something on the backside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm about 6 or 7 in.
Me a little.
And I feel it a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I'm for it. I'm here for it.
I'm impressed Barrett's doing all this without a drink still.
Baller. Let's see what happens here. Doritos. Dynamita.
Chili limon. Okay.
I've had these before.
Dynamita?
Dynamita.
This looks like they're... This looks
chili
like,
limon.
This looks like a Taki. I was going to say, I bet they're trying to go after Taki here.
I think Taki says bring them.
I've never seen these. I've never tried these. You know, where do you get these? The grocery store?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Apparently this bag is incredibly hard to open. Okay. Matt's really taking his taking his time with this.
Oh, right. Is that burnt?
Take a look. That's what it's a Taki is.
Is it got the grill mark?
It's rolled.
Heavy crunch.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right, so this is clearly going after Taki. Have you guys had Takis?
Yeah.
Same crunch as a Taki, not quite the same heat as Taki.
I get more lime.
I get more lime here than I do.
There's a lot of lime flavor there.
I don't get chili anything, I'll be honest. Mm-mm. These taste like the other ones to me.
Still no drink?
No. What, my nose?
I do like this crunch, though.
Mm-hmm. Spicy, baby. That'll hit you.
Wow. Jeez, man.
Hang in there, baby.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3 more bags.
Really?
If you're clogged up, man, that'll open you.
Yeah. I can breathe.
All right, let's get rid of those.
Feel energized.
Woo! Man, take a couple of those to face.
Mmm.
The next
3D Crunch Chili Cheese Nacho.
Okay. Ooh. I really want something to taste like chili, too.
Yeah.
Man, those may be a little
sweaty.
That's hot, bro.
Yeah.
You got the bugle look here again.
That's really hot.
So I got these at the place that was supposed to have the pickle Doritos. So.
At least we got something out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. I got a little chili there.
Tastes like a chili cheese Frito.
Mm-hmm. Might probably
not crunchy.
Probably the same dust.
That dust.
They went and stole it from the Frito factory. They changed their vent to suck into the Dorito factory.
Just blow it down. Not something I necessarily buy, but not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no to them.
That's not going to be at the top of my list.
No.
I know what we still have, so I'm trying to save some water. I'm trying to conserve a little bit here.
Armpit sweaty flavored. You know what I'm saying?
No!
No. I've never...
I think it tastes like armpit sweat?
Yeah.
A one.
Like the way armpit sweat smells?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
That's what it tastes like. It tastes like armpit sweat.
What are you licking when you're not around us?
What kind of deodorant do you use that makes your armpits smell like that when you sweat?
I use Schmitz.
Mitchum.
No, when you say that.
Mitchum.
But you know what I'm saying? It's got that armpit sweat flavor.
No, I don't.
No. I've never tasted armpit sweat.
Oh, you're looking at us like we're crazy?
Yeah, I was going to say, you just said something tasted like armpit sweat, and now you're like, we're insane, guys.
You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all are weird, bro.
Say the most absurd thing ever. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Never mind.
No, I know. I know what gross armpits smell like.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
And that didn't taste like that.
Okay.
To each their own, I guess.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's not great. That's pretty much all I'm saying.
Oh, flame more flame hot.
God, good dude. Lord. All right.
So this is definitely going to be spicy.
Yeah.
I'm so look, Frito, Cheeto, Doritos, they're all own the same company. So to me, I mean, you know what we're about to go through, because I just think it's all
easy, hard.
It's flaming hot.
It's flaming hot, but without the limon flavor.
Yeah, no limon to cool you off.
Yep. There it is.
Yep.
Wasn't there a rapper?
Flame on, baby.
Who's like colon got blocked up because he was eating too much flaming hot Cheetos?
Was it?
God, I hope so.
That's hard.
That's hard.
No, I'm pretty sure. It was like Lil Xan or something like that.
Maybe.
Really?
He went to the hospital because he ate too much Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Wait, I do know this story. Remember? Now that you bring it up. Yeah.
Interesting. I saw, you know, all those like weird cooking videos that pop up on Facebook?
Yeah.
I saw one where somebody made a Flamin' Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Mm. That's become a thing now.
And they actually like crumbled up the Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the cheese and then cooked it so it all kind of... Okay. Juiced out.
There's a restaurant somewhere I saw offering Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like mac and cheese bites.
Well, I've seen people like put it in a burrito or something to give it some spice, but it's just on its own. It's
why am I eating these like this?
See, it's weird. It's addicting, but you know what it's doing to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Take them away.
Last but not least. Cool Ranch.
Hey.
Let's cool off.
No, you've never had these.
No.
Prior to this episode, this was my favorite flavor, other than the original taco.
Really?
Yep.
I'd say before I found that the chili, this still, I love them. Every part of them.
I really liked when Taco Bell put this on a shell, too.
I'll tell you, I was heavily disappointed when they did, because it wasn't very good to me. Mm. It didn't have enough flavor.
Mm. Your thoughts?
Not a fan.
What is it that you don't like?
Because to me, this doesn't have any ranch flavor whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's Cool Ranch is a flavor in its own.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that main flavor is. Cool Ranch, I guess. I'm just not a fan.
That's what I mean. It's just a flavor in itself to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not a fan.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not my favorite.
So what's your favorite after trying all of these?
Still, my number one is Sweet Chili. Two, Cool Ranch. My third, I really like those... the Post Malone ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Flamin' Hot Limon.
Okay.
As hot as they were and as much as they messed me up, those Flamin' Hot Limons were really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Dinamita Limons, there was too much lemon flavor, lime flavor, whatever. And the Sweet Chili, that was really good too.
Yeah. Cool Ranch, number one. Sweet Chili, number two. 3D Spicy Ranch, number three.
Okay. I forgot about those. Those were good, but still, I'd probably put those probably four or five.
And the original taco. Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know what would go great to kind of cool you down after having some of these spicy chips?
What's that?
Some ice cream.
Yes.
I know where I want some from.
Get some from the Berry Patch. The Berry Patch located off of 220. Like you're heading from Greensboro, Winston, everywhere. You're going to Myrtle Beach. You go down 220, 73.
Yeah.
There on the left, boom! The world's biggest strawberry. They got produce, so you can use that as a healthy excuse to go there and get your eyes like, I need cucumbers. I need zucchini. I need squash. Nope. I need ice
cream. Come back with some ice cream.
I need some coffee ice cream in my life. I need some banana ice cream in my life. Yeah. I need some cookies and cream ice cream in my life.
Oh, man.
That's what I need. The Berry Patch has all those flavors. They're all fresh. They're all homegrown ingredients, natural. They go ahead and get enough strawberries and peaches during the year so that they can have that to last them for the season.
Yeah.
So you know you're getting the freshest ingredients. Check them out on Facebook, The Berry Patch, or on their website, worldslargeststrawberry.com.
Nice.
Mmm. I'm going to eat some more of these, yeah. Mm-hmm. Since Barrett does not like them.
I'm going to finally get some water, I think.
All right.
It's a good move.
Well, then I'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for watching. As always, let's give away a free pizza. In the Facebook comments, tell us your favorite Dorito. Big one, you'll get a free pizza from Marcos. Thank you to Marcos, as always, for being our kitchen sponsor. Thank you to Marie Sharps for presenting us.
Habanero.
Habanero. And that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week. We are the Big Foodies.